Let's go ahead and yank that e-brake.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I never saw a Superman have to take bugs out of his teeth.
Well, but he was Superman. We're talking about you only have one superpower.
What if your neck was a Pez dispenser?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And then you could throw out Pez anytime you wanted to.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Anyway, I had fun talking with you, Craig.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Not like the real small Pez. I mean, a big Pez.
On the little ticket.
Yeah, so as far as superpowers, either indestructibility or, I'd just say, like a really big, you know, thing down there.
Foot?
Foot and a half. Somewhere in there.
Underrated.
Cheap shot artist.
Nah, underrated.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you the candidates. And at least for now, we'll let you vote on them at 214-787-1310. We start off with the great Gordo from the Dunham & Miller Morning Show.
Protest.
He was talking about the new restaurant that's headed to the West End, the Heart Attack Grill, I believe it's going to be called. And we all have these moments from time to time where the exact word you're searching for in your files just it doesn't become readily available. That happened to Gordo when he was trying to think of that person who prepares or cooks food.
The waitresses are dressed up as nurses, and they're even called nurses. The cookers, what do you call them?
Cooks?
Cooks.
Cookers. Idiot. I'm a freaking idiot.
The cookers. What are those things called?
The cooks are dressed as doctors back there.
That's funny.
That's kind of funny.
All right, I have moments like that all the time.
The cookers.
I use a word that's longer than the actual word.
What are those called? Cooks? I don't know. That's a funny moment. And so was this. We were about to tell you what was coming up next here on the program as we were winding up a segment. And as I was trying to talk, I've been fighting the allergies this week. So I've had weird squelch voice, and I was trying to fight that off, and I had a really strange laugh after Jer played a drop. And let's give this a listen. All right, it's 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. A lot of talk about gambling.
Media.
A lot of talk about gambling coming through. I don't know. We'll have to review that. A lot of talk about gambling. All right, so let's review that and listen to this ridiculous laugh.
So forced.
When it took about 1 second for Gordo to jump up. What kind of laugh is that?
What are you doing laughing like that?
I didn't have that much attitude.
All right, it's 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. A lot of talk about gambling.
Media.
A lot of talk about gambling. Weird sound. We'll have to review that. A lot of talk about gambling. What's that, isolated again? I don't know what to tell you.
Weird. That's the Jub Jub sex sound right there.
No, it's not. You don't have to put everything on.
Sounds like
sex.
It.
How would you know?
Yeah, how would you know?
That's the way you sounded with me.
Face, face, face. All right, so those are the first two candidates. And candidate number three, this is another strange moment for one Mike Reiner. One of the best segments here on The Ticket is What's on Mike's Mind. Every day around 3:40 or so. Well, Mike thought that the topic of the best non-Latino Spanish trash talker was worthy of carrying an entire segment. His partners on the hard line disagreed.
But in the American League, who is considered the best non-Latino Spanish trash talking player?
The best non-Latino trash-talking
Spanish
player?
Spanish trash-talking player.
Like a white guy talking trash.
Right, in Spanish.
Is it a catcher?
No. No, it's Ichiro.
Oh.
Why was that easy? That's the last guy I would pick.
Me.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
He doesn't speak English. I didn't think he was going to rock some Mexican on
right.
you.
Well, he's learned, they say.
All right.
They say he's learned all the naughty words for body parts.
Ah, the naughty
and curse words.
Mm.
And if he wants to tear you up in Spanish, he can do it. I thought that was interesting. Obviously, you didn't.
Pick it up at Lincoln.
Really don't know what to say.
What? I don't know what to say either. But yes, that's what I like to call a Mike Reiner fun fact.
What else?
What else? I hope you had something else in addition to that.
Like, let me ask
did
you this.
Did you think that was going to carry the whole segment?
No, no, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask you this. How are we supposed to react? Like, do you have any examples or anything?
No.
Well, I don't know where else to go.
The setup for that actually takes longer than talking about the actual fact.
Right. I was listening to that live, and it is always one of my favorite segments because Mike always does come up with something really interesting. A lot of times it's something historical. It's a good story.
Yeah.
It's a great segment. But it was so funny listening to the setup, and they were so confused by the setup, and then the punch just left everyone so flat. And then when he finished his story, and then there was that layout, and he goes, well, I thought you guys might be interested in that. And they didn't know how to react.
Well, yeah, maybe for 5 seconds I will be, but what are we going to do for the next 5 minutes?
And then Corby said, you have any examples? No.
No.
Well, we don't know what to say.
Just deal with it, okay? Know that Ichiro is trash talker in Spanish. All right, so those are your three candidates, Giorgio, Gordo, or Rhines. 214-787-1310. Let's vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the upcoming Joey Bennett salami joust.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Oh, wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, buenos dias. Mi nombre es Pedro. Gordo es un puta.
Okay, there's a Rhines vote there. Can we air all those words?
I have no idea.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Come on, I am radio.
Hey, fake Natalie Maines.
Hey, Rangers, I want to vote for the great Gordo. Just so you know, go Rangers. Love you, Giorgio.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Waste of life.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Right. I'd like to vote for Judge Jubb's guacamole underwear.
I've never had guacamole underwear, sir. Mm-hmm. Never, ever. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give it to the great Gordo. And are those guys in Fort Worth, are those considered chick magnets?
The baseball guys. Gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George Parthead.
That is not my last name, nor my middle name, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, on behalf of the Unticket and the Senior Source, I'd like to vote for Mike Sack hanging out.
Guess that's a Rhines vote.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Fabulous place, George.
I guess I'll register that vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, Kitso.
That's Ichiro.
Trash talking in Spanish.
Unbelievable.
Kitso. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for George Venom.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for George Harry Woman Body Parts, please.
Do I count that vote?
Well, do you have them?
No.
Then I'd say no.
Right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Georgie Spam Lace Diarrhea.
Stop it with all that
stuff. It's almost to the point where you can't be a candidate.
I know.
Because it ruins
the
vote.
We go through that every week.
Torpedoes the whole thing. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Georgie's 8.9 on the Richter scale of butt explosion.
Jeez.
Okay. Stop it!
Wait, there's some fix here, right?
Don't take calls.
That may be the fix. Because even when George isn't a candidate, he wins the vote.
Yeah.
So it's getting out of control.
It's not really
George.
It's more George backside stuff that wins.
Yeah. Maybe that's the fix. Can you control your backside stuff so it's not a candidate?
Like Rich doesn't rip him like a... Like a mainland gorilla.
No,
really?
I don't. No, apparently I don't.
A mainland gorilla.
The P1s don't vote Silver for mine. Gorilla. They vote for yours.
Lowland gorilla
or mainland. Leave me alone.
As opposed to the gorillas found in Hawaii,
gorilla. That's an island gorilla. Talking about mainland gorillas.
Let me ask you this before we go back to the very unwieldy voting. Is it possible that we could do the voting like we do for Big Show for a couple of weeks?
Yes. I think that's very
possible. Or do people enjoy the Georgie diarrhea votes?
I think people enjoy the funny votes, but if they're the same thing every time, it's not funny.
I enjoy them.
I'd never heard about your 8.9 that you have.
Shut up, Rich. Is that true?
Yeah. Shut up, Rich.
Did you really score one that high?
Worry about the 9.3 that you're probably about to rip in there in the next 5 minutes.
Nobody voted for it.
Why are you all over Rich today?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on AM radio?
Yes.
I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner, please.
There we go. Yeah, that's how you do it, folks, right there. Hi,
you didn't
have
to ask if you were on AM radio, though.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner and Brandon High.
Well, there's a win for Reins right there.
All right.
There you go.
There we go. That's the
A deserving winner
win.
This
yes,
week.
He should win for the best non-Latino Spanish trash-talking baseball player.
But in the American League, who is considered the best non-Latino Spanish trash-talking player?
The best non-Latino trash-talking
Spanish
player?
Spanish trash-talking player.
Like a white guy talking trash.
Right, in Spanish.
Is it a catcher?
No. No, it's Ichiro.
Oh.
Why was that easy? That's the last guy I would pick.
Me.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
He doesn't speak English. I didn't think he was going to rock some Mexican on
right.
me.
Well, he's learned, they say.
All right.
They say he's learned all the naughty words for body parts.
Ah, the naughty
and curse words. And if he wants to tear you up in Spanish, he can do it. I thought that was interesting. Obviously, you didn't.
That's funny. All right, it's 8:09.